Welcome to Beyond Words with Dr. William Campbell, awakening the world to the power of God's Word. And now, here is your host, Dr. William Campbell.
Welcome to Beyond Words Radio, where we hope to move beyond just talking a lot about Christ to living like Christ. And one thing we notice about him throughout his life was he prayed. And he taught his disciples to pray, and he calls us to prayer. And we have with us guest Steve Hawthorne, who has helped to put out through Waymakers, a ministry of which he is the director, a book called Seek God for the City. And this comes out every year. We've had Steve on before to talk about this, in fact, even over the last 2 years. But for 2016, there's a prayer movement growing around the world, and you need to hear about it, and that's why we got Steve on. Steve, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be with you. Great.
So you're a man who could be anywhere when I get a hold of him. Where are you right now, Steve?
I'm in College Station, Texas. That's where Texas A&M University is, and here teaching a prospectus course and surging prayer movements here as well. So we're glad to see all that God's doing these days.
Yeah. Now, I'll just say a word about, you know, you and I were friends way back as you developed that prospectus course. In yep. case anyone doesn't know what it is, let me first say it's excellent. It is all over the country, but it is probably one of the best courses you can get to learn about God's heart for the world. Steve, you describe yes. it just briefly.
Well, it's a course about God's purpose. Anybody in any walk of life or any place will find it valuable to see what God's great purpose is and see what their part could be. Your location and your vocation, that's all secondary. What matters is life purpose. So perspectives, go to perspectives.org. There's over 250 classes every year throughout the country, over 10,000 students a year, in a lot of places in the world and a lot of languages. So it really is a rocking good course. We're really glad to see what God does with people as they see what point and focus their lives can have.
I'd like to say, if you've not done this in your church, you're a pastor, or you're not a pastor, you can talk to your pastor about this and your leadership team. You need to do it. It will give you a new perspective on the world, and it will bring a fire of passion into your church, a sense of purpose. But once we see the need to reach the world with the gospel, Christ says, pray then for him to send out laborers. There's a great power in prayer. And so Steve is giving his life these days to helping churches and individuals, small groups build prayer. Steve, start off, just talk to us about Seek God for the City, and we can wrap our whole conversation around that.
Well, Seek God for the City is 40 days of prayer to Palm Sunday. And those 40 days, we have a daily prayer topic with a scripture from the Old Testament and a scripture from the Gospels selected for the same theme. And then there's a crafted prayer. What that means is a carefully written prayer. It's written in vernacular language, local talk, so everybody can understand it. And yet, they're somewhat eloquent and profound as well. And so they help you pray in line with the scriptures themselves. And so what the prayers are all about is not devotional. It is not something to help you feel closer to God. That's great. We need devotionals. This is to help you pray beyond yourself for people throughout your community and for God's purposes to be accomplished in individual lives, families, neighborhoods, cities, the nation, all over the world. This is a prayer toward God's purpose. So that's what we call them, prayers of biblical hope. 40 days to Palm Sunday, and starts February 10th. But if you're able to get a copy, we want you to have it. But you can start any time, and it's okay to pray the prayers on other than those 40 days. But that's there's over 100,000 copies of the book we publish in English every year. About 2,000 or 3,000 churches, probably more, make use of it for part of their congregation or everybody. And so what it really is a united prayer effort where we're many thousands of people praying along with the same kind of direction toward Christ's fulfillment of his purposes in our country, in our people, and for his glory. So that's what it is. It's a profound thing.
Steve, I'm looking at the book right now. I should say booklet. It's not huge.
Yeah.
It's just around 60 pages. But every day you get inspiration. you're guided to pray for a topic. It might be gangs in a city. It might be marriages around you, sick people in need, educators. It's got all these topics. And then it's got sections of the world. And you're reminded to cover this part of the world, the Americas, Asia and the Pacific, and a lot of specifics for prayer. Steve, it's like a whole package in one little booklet.
Yeah.
I think that you guys have probably, through the years, as you've been doing this, you've listened and learned what's helped people, and you've refined and enhanced.
Yeah, people listening today probably have heard of this booklet before, but we want to urge people to recognize that the prayers are different every year. We write them all over again, you know. And so this isn't just the same booklet every year. And so we urge people to go ahead and find a way to get a copy. Starts February 10th. We think we have copies left at this point, but they can get the app as well. It works on your tablet, your Android, or iPhone or iPad for 99 cents. You can get that. Go to waymakers.org. And find out more about how to get the app, and you can download it easily. So all the same prayers are in the app that you find in the booklet. Either way is fine, but these prayers are a significant help to many. Many people say that it changes the way I pray, and I feel like I can pray better and clearer long after the 40 days is over.
So an app, that is such a great tool.
Yeah.
And the books, for those who want hard copy, these booklets, they go to Waymakers International?
Yeah, waymakers.org.
Okay.
If you go to waymakers.com, that doesn't find us. Waymakers.org, and you can find the phone number there. Give us a call. We'll try to help. We also have the booklets in Spanish, beautiful Spanish translation.
Mm.
We also have printed books in Chinese. So we'd love to make that available actually online. Simplified characters of Chinese works better in the mainland, so we just make that available as a PDF, and people can just get that and circulate it easily if you're praying in Chinese, which is significant because someone in Virginia or Detroit or Florida, and there are churches in all these cities praying, they're actually praying along with people in Taiwan and Hong Kong and India and Nigeria printed up a lot of copies. And so it's becoming a really interesting prayer movement.
Wow. The title, again, of the booklet is Seek God for the City. Why the city, Steve?
Well, we found God guiding us to help people do what we call saturation prayer. That means praying for everybody in a neighborhood. Mm. And people listening right now can aspire to this and say, well, I want to pray for my neighbors on either side. Fine, but how wide your path goes, you might walk and pray. And just looking at the houses, you know, some of the people, some you don't. Somebody in Baltimore told me, they invited me to go out prayer walking with them. And they said, we're prayer shepherds and for 100 homes. And every Saturday we walk and pray for all of our flock. Most of them are lost to God, but we know who they are and we're praying for them. They're saturating their neighborhood with prayer. Prayed for people become evangelized people. And God gets glory when there's been prayer offered. So it was those kinds of experiences that helped us see that we could aim to pray for everyone throughout a whole community, but that would be a project we would need to take on together, united prayer by different churches to get praying together. So we can't always come together for concerts of prayer. Why not a printed prayer guide that gives us the same scriptural launch point for prayers that are significant? They're the kind of prayers we want to keep praying. And that's where Seek God for the City came from, so we live in a prayed-for world.
Mm. So you'd recommend this for any person listening, for a small group, for a whole church, for a whole community? Give us a little more. How's it most useful?
Well, what we find some people doing, they'll get the app, a 99-cent app, and it has cool reminders. It sets little alarms in there. You can set it whatever time, however many times you want to do it. So I set my alarm at 7:20 is when it's good for me, and it takes me right to that day's prayer.
Mm.
And then I set it again for about 5:30 when I'm wrapping up the day. And then it reminds me, oh, yeah, what did I pray today? And I remember what I prayed. Mm. And I go, yeah, I really meant that. I really did, you know, just to be reminded of what I prayed and not just let it evaporate. It makes it just kind of makes it all for real. Like, yeah, I really mean this. And I'm praying something that God's hearing. And so those are the kind of things the booklet is used. Sometimes there's features on every day, has an Old Testament verse with a promise in it, and you pray that promise for your community and something from the Gospels. But some people focus on a subgroup. You mentioned some, like university students, law enforcement and judges, and or women or international visitors, different subgroups with specific biblical ways you can pray for these people. So this becomes a practical way, and there's a prayer walking idea for every day, how you can actually put feet to your prayers and pray in the very places, the very settings where God will bring his fulfillment to our prayers. And so that's an exciting dimension too. So it's kind of, somebody told me it's like a Swiss Army knife for prayer. There's a lot of different ways, different styles. So one guy, we got email. I'm writing this email on the E-train in New York City, and I'm praying every day. I use my app, and I'm looking around, and I just pray for the people on my train. I see the same people every morning. Wow. So that's another way.
Well, Steve, you all have produced this booklet. It's being used all over the country and in many parts of the world. Tell us some stories to encourage us. What do you see? Is there a sign of hope? Are people taking prayer seriously, or are they seeing answers to prayer?
Yeah, I remember one woman in a small group I was part of a couple years ago. We were praying through this thing, and she was praying for her neighbor, and then she wasn't shocked when her neighbor came over and says, "Oh, Jim, my husband, he's lost his job, and so I don't know." And she says, "Well, we could pray about that." And so my friend in my small group, she pray with her next door neighbor that Jim would be given a new job. Next day, the lady comes over and says, "God gave Jim a job. God gave Jim a job." He says, "Really?" He says, "Yeah. Early yesterday morning at 8 o'clock, he was given a new job." He says, but we prayed at 10 o'clock after. "Oh, no, no," she said. "You prayed, so God must have given Jim a job." You know, and so she couldn't talk her out of it. So there's simple, practical ways that if we're praying and without people knowing it, but we know it, I've found I could tell several stories of somehow people come into conversation with us, and because you've been praying for them, your heart is already tenderized and already inclined to hope for them, and people can smell hope. If you have ambitions and expectations that God isn't done with them yet, they can tell. And it's so much different than pitying people and worrying over them. But if you've already prayed, then the conversation is rich and with life-giving hope. You know, it's wonderful to be able to give people not just our love, but the hope of Christ. And so you can't hope without praying. So let's do hope by praying for people and give God some prayers to answer.
Steve, you mentioned saturation prayer, and in the booklet there are some stories out of Southern California. Maybe give us one of those words to encourage us to see how, if we can get a lot of these booklets out and really saturate an area, it can make a difference.
Yeah, well, we're aware of a lot of different movements and collective efforts across the different communities, but one is impressive is San Diego. And please get the app, download that, go to waymakers.org to find out how to get the app, and just if nothing else, read about the United Prayer effort in San Diego. In Unite San Diego is going to be throughout the county, and East San Diego, the mayor of San Diego, Christian, a brother, but he called on the churches, "Could you pray for Second Avenue?" And that's a problematic area of town, and very had a political challenge they're facing. And they began to pray and walk through those streets for 40 days, and they gave it 40 days of hope, they called it. And dramatic things happened. You know, the real problematic kid, a porno shop, was afflicting the whole neighborhood. It closed down on day 39 and has never been seen or heard of since. And dozens of businesses reported increase in traffic and business, and scores of people followed Christ just from prayers during that 40 days of hope. And they began to do it year after year, and now they're widening out the whole San Diego County. And so this year, starting February 10th, Unite San Diego, the 40 days of hope, they're doing it throughout that whole area, dozens of churches together.
That's fantastic. Sometimes we as Americans, we have this individualistic spirit, and we think, well, I can just do this myself. Steve, do you see any biblical encouragement or mandate for us to pray together?
Well, yeah, there is. Of course, Jesus did teach that we shouldn't try to pray in public to present some sort of impression that we're spiritual people. And so he said, don't show off how loud or great you can pray. If you're looking at a religious contest, don't even enter the event. Go away and pray in your closet. But what Jesus was not trying to say is that the only legitimate thing to do is to pray alone in a closet. That's good. I hope everybody listening has private life with God. But no, God from the very first said, I will be your God and you will be my people. And I will dwell in your midst. That's God's basic desire, to have a people. So when he summons us to come, he taught us to pray this way, Our Father who art in heaven. Jesus did not teach you to pray, My Father which is in heaven. The first hour we need to have in prayer is spelled without an H. It's Our Father. So we come together as his family. So it's always a joy to come twos and threes and a dozen to find some different creative ways to approach our God and to know that we're praying. And plus, there's the reality that our best prayers are ones that we keep representing before the court of heaven. And he's still taking testimony in all these open cases. And so we're like court-appointed attorneys who are called up to give testimony before the great highest court of all on behalf of people in Afghanistan or people in the next cubicle. We can pray for these people very practically, personally, but we can do it together. So when the Moms in Prayer movement, they always encourage the Moms in Prayer to unite in prayer, and they find it sustains us in strength. Our best prayers are together.
Mm. We think of the verse where Christ said, if two or three of you are together, I'm there in your midst.
Yeah, there is the two or three thing, but watch out for that verse. Some people talk about it as if there's a certain kind of weird power that happens.
Mm.
Yeah, there's a certain power in prayer, but the point isn't to say how powerful our prayers are. The real spectacle is how powerful our God is,
yes.
How gracious he is to hear us. But basically, it's not how powerful we are. The real reality is that we're pretty weak, and I have a hard time just keeping my attention straight. That's why I pray out loud. Prayer is not telepathy. You know, yeah, God could read my mind, but that doesn't mean I'm praying. But also, when I'm praying with somebody else, I tend to be sharper and more focused. And so, yeah, there's a power of agreement. But just being with somebody else, we sharpen up and shape up and get focused and pray, and then we're done. And we know we've prayed.
I think of that great story of the Hirnhut community with Count Zinzendorf, and they would go often in pairs into the prayer room, and they kept prayer sustained and became a great witness to the world of the power of God through prayer, impacting the world. So anyway, it seems to me, Steve, then, that if people, as they get this guide, if they're married, if they have a close friend, maybe a child, someone they can pray with, and if they set a pattern and do it together, holding a book in front of themselves, they could each take different parts. There'd be strength in it. I think that's part of the two or three thing is when we're doing something together, it holds us accountable, it encourages us, and it helps us to filter things. And you guys have done a great job of putting information down to help filter our prayers so they're according to Scripture and they're going to have real impact. So give us any final words, Steve, a word of encouragement or challenge as we think about seeking God for the city and starting with prayer.
Well, I just want to urge people to be thinking of praying with biblical substance and doing it over a period of time with intentionality. Your best prayers, you've prayed on purpose. They didn't just kind of waft through your mind and occur to you. No, you gathered yourself up and you intended. And so let's do this on purpose. And that's one reason why a season can shape and change the way you pray. And we're all needing to continue to say, Lord, teach us to pray. That's what Jesus' disciples did. And anybody who's learning how to pray will tell you that they continue to learn, that everyone just feels like they're just beginning to learn this. And so my challenge is really a statement of hope for you. Anybody listening, I'm pretty confident that your best prayers that you will ever pray or you have yet to pray, they're still out there. And so let the Lord teach you in prayer, but be aggressive and assertive in it. Go for it and do this on purpose. If this book helps you, if the app helps you, wonderful. But find one way or another to pray the mighty truths of God in Scripture, to pray them into reality with other people, and we're going to have much to glorify God for as we have prayed. So let me urge people to take great hope that He will indeed teach us to pray.
Steve, thank you for your ministry of encouragement and the tools that you and Waymakers provide for the body of Christ. May God bless you, and with you, I pray that See God for the City continues to grow and impact the world.
Right.
God bless, brother.
Thanks.
This has been Beyond Words with Dr. William Campbell. And Beyond Words is a ministry of Scripture Awakening. Visit us on our website at scriptureawakening.com, where you can download free podcasts of all Beyond Words programs.